This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Sports Radio 610 presents Payne and Pendergast.
All right, so how does Nick Caserio play the game tonight? Reports were... I don't even know if these count as reports. Like, it doesn't shock me at all that Nick Caserio would be making phone calls about the back end of the first round. I would be curious, like, what specific players that they were looking at, maybe, that might have gone off the board. Like, there were so... I would have to think it would be defense, and there were so few defensive players taken overall that I've got to feel like 90% of the guys, they feel like, hey, we might need to move up to get this guy. They might still be there heading into to day two of the draft.
Right.
So, one of the theories out there, Seth, has been... that because of NIL, name, image, likeness, for those who don't know what that is, guys being able to get paid in college, because of the fact that guys can make a decent amount of money doing commercials or just getting paid to play college football is really what it amounts to, that more guys are going to stay in school and try to improve their draft stock, Maybe make a couple hundred thousand from NIL. Like,
if you're going to make 200 grand in NIL, that's guaranteed money for the most part. Whereas if you go into the draft, or if you go as an undrafted rookie free agent, then you got to make the team, then you got to stay on the team because your contract's not guaranteed when you're a rookie for the entire season.
Yep.
There's just a lot that's left up in the air. So a lot of these guys now are opting to stay in. It's the fewest underclassmen in a long, long time.
Long time,
staying in the draft. So it creates, for at least this year and maybe next year, a little bit of a gap where some of these guys that would be in the draft this year aren't there. So you get into the later rounds, and for at least a year or two until they catch up and these guys start graduating out, there might be a little bit of a weakness there.
There's a perceived dip in talent in the middle of day three that hasn't been there the last few years. And just to quantify it, at its peak, underclassmen coming out was like 130 or 120, something like that. This year it's 58.
Wow.
So it's a big drop off. Now, I look at that and I go, okay, well then Nick Caserio, who already loves to move day three picks to kind of move up and down with the day two picks, you know, like, oh, I'll give you a couple fourths to go get Nico Collins. Here's a fifth and a sixth, so I can move up four spots and get Tank Dell. Five of the seven guys that Nick Caserio has drafted on day two of the draft over his three drafts have been trade-ups, where he's used picks during day three and in future years to go do that. So my initial thought is, well, he's going to be even more inclined to do that this year because, in theory, you're not getting as good a player as you're used to getting in the fifth, sixth, and seventh round. I floated that theory to John Harris on the Utopia podcast this week, and Johnny brought up a really good counterpoint to this. And when he brought this counterpoint up, I said, okay, well, this may feel like now the Texans might hang on to some of those picks. Johnny said, and keep in mind, John Harris watches all of these guys.
Right.
When we're sitting here, John Harris is not talking in generalities about fifth, sixth, and seventh round guys. When he's giving his theories, he's watched all these guys play. So what Johnny said was, you may not have in rounds, say, five, six, and seven, the guys with the same ceiling that you've had in previous years, because in previous years it'd theoretically be younger guys who aren't as seasoned. But there's it's all guys now who have had 4, 5, some even 6 years of experience.
A lot of maturity and maybe more NFL ready.
More NFL ready, yeah. More mature, maybe not the high ceiling, but ready to come in and be a pro right away, which, and then my response to that with Johnny was like, okay, well, now I feel like the Texans are closer. while they do have needs, I don't think rounds 5, 6, and 7 are where you're going. We're going to fill needs with this. I do think that maybe they're more inclined to hold on to these guys because these could be the finishing touches that you're putting or your special teams guys. And instead of having to pay Neville Hewitt $4 million to be a special teamer, and I know he's on the team, but I don't think much of his deal is guaranteed, you can pay XYZ sixth rounder $750,000 to be your special teamer.
I guess the other
side, they're more inclined to use those picks.
Another part of that also might be that because it's easier to talk yourself into the upside of some guy who's coming out as a redshirt sophomore, had one good season, and he tested really well. So you got kind of fixated on, wow, look at all this upside. It might actually be good for some GMs to get more of a dose of reality and realize like, oh yeah, wow, yeah, I remember 2 years ago I thought this guy was really going to be awesome, but now, after those next 2 years, you realize, so maybe guys make fewer, I don't want to say risky because it's all late round picks. It's not that risky, but maybe they go more for solid proven ability more so than upside.
That may be what's there.
Yeah.
You know, they may be forced to do that. So
I also, though, but I do wonder, though, too, because given the way Nick looks at this, like he's an arbitrage trader or something, I think NFL GMs being what they are, they tend to devalue future picks. So there's money to be made by trading for next year's picks.
Yeah.
Teams get really convinced that their opinion is superior right now, and they want what they want right now. And if you can take advantage of that, like Chris Ballard is really good about trading back, trading into future years, doing stuff where you're being the smarter, savvier, more like computer-like dude. I could see Nick starting to do that as this day starts to wear on. Trading for future picks.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Somebody pointed out, God, what am I thinking? You asked me, are there any like little regional wrestling promotions? That's right. Booker T has his Reality of Wrestling here in Houston. So he's got Booker
that's has reality, one. Right? Yeah, no, I was just listening.
Booker has one, yeah, right here in Houston. My bad, Booker, if you're listening. I was thinking more like,
you better watch it, sucker.
It's right underneath my own nose. I know.
Yeah.
Can you dig it?
What was his signature move?
The Booker T signature. He did like a spinning kick on the back of somebody's head. His big signature move, though, was after the match. He would break dance and call it the Spinneroonie.
Oh, that's right.
He would spin and come up and do the five thing. Yeah, Booker's the best. Xavier Worthy to Kansas is a text message. Xavier Worthy to Kansas City was the second biggest lock in the draft behind Caleb Williams to the Bears. I do feel like he was mocked to Kansas City quite a bit, but not to where they had to trade up to get him. Just he was falling.
It was
to
one of those.
32.
It was almost like the Ravens. Sometimes you can just tell. Remember, like I tweeted that about Kyle Hamilton like 2 months before the draft. Sometimes it just makes too much sense. Like everything about it, the other teams aren't going to value these things or be able to exploit them the same way either the Ravens or Andy Reid would. Those two, they've just got a type. And Pittsburgh used to be that way, but they've lost their way a little bit. They don't have the same necessarily identity that they used to. Now, if you can add some kind of domestic assault to it, boy, then Kansas City is all over
there. They're all over.
They're like, oh, yeah, give me that.
Move way up the board.
Classy organization.
Move way up the board.
Classy organization.
Nate Wiggins was Baltimore's pick yesterday. That, and honestly, like, that feels a Wiggins, you know, Wiggins was a guy who was forecasted like around 18 to 20.
Yeah.
And then there he is at 30. That's their need.
You know, the other thing about the draft that sometimes I get annoyed is when a team takes somebody and people say, well, oh, you could have had that guy. You could have had that guy in the next round. But, like, those same people typically won't do the same when, like, Johnny Newton falls. Like, if Johnny Newton had been taken 20th overall, nobody would have batted an eyelash. Maybe some people wouldn't have liked it or whatever. But nobody would have said, you could have had him on day two. And yet, here we sit with Johnny Newton available on day two.
Yep.
It's you just never know what other teams' draft boards are.
You don't.
I don't think Johnny Newton... I'll be surprised if the Texans stand pat at 42. I'll be surprised if Johnny Newton is available then.
I would be too.
Yeah.
I would be too. There's a few guys. We'll go through our best available. We've got 2 hours still here, so we got plenty of stuff still to dig into on the draft. Night two tonight. You can hear it right here on Sports Radio 610. Seth will be on with John Harris and with Mark Vandermeer starting at 6 p.m. tonight. We've got you covered all day long on the NFL draft. All right, up next, the 8 at 8, the Ocho, eight stories, including the NFL draft. We've got the Astros. Dusty Baker gets a little hardware. Oh, Big Dust. We've got that and several more stories.
Big Dust.
That's what they called Dusty Rhodes back in the day.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So Big
what
Dust.
Was his signature move?
The bionic elbow.
What was that like? Can you do
he
it?
He just
right
spin
now?
His arms and then hit somebody on the head with the
He'd
elbow.
Spin his arms like
He'd
this?
Spin his ass and then go,
like he's in a Broadway
elbow.
Show?
Yeah.
And then
yeah,
he
yeah.
Bah!
And then bah with the elbow.
I got to come up with a Pope Zaza signature
yeah,
move.
We'll think of something.
Okay.
Text in. All right. The 8 at 8 coming up next. Stay there.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s?
It's better over here.
Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.